There is no need to be creative tonight. We have our third and final mitzvah in Sefer Bereishis tonight in Parshas Vayishlach, and that is the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha. The Sefer HaChinuch points out it's unusual that this mitzvah should really appear in Sefer Bereishis. It doesn't really belong over here. Why not? Seems to make sense. So we're describing a battle between Yaakov and the Malach of Esav. And Yaakov gets hit on that part of the body, and he limps on. So, perfect context for this mitzvah. The Pasuk says at the end of that story, Al-Kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael eskid ha-nasha. Sefer HaChinuch points out that the Torah is not just telling us a story. You know, after that happened, Yaakov's family decided, you know, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to eat that part of the body to remember the events that happened. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Gemara in Chulin, this is a formal command. What's unusual about it is this command is the only place in the entire Torah where we find the prohibition about eating the Gid Hanasha. It is not repeated anywhere else in the Torah. But the Rambam in his commentary in Mishnayos, the seventh parak of Chulin, is devoted to the topic of Gid Hanasha. And the Rambam in his commentary in Mishnayos points out the reason why we don't eat Gid Hanasha is not because Yaakov and his family personally kept that commemoration. He says, mitzvahs we find in Sefer Bereishis, like Adam Rishon not eating Avraham and Achai, or Avraham Avinu keeping Mila, or Yaakov Avinu and Gid Hanasha. There cannot be a hischaivus, there cannot be an obligation ledoros on us based on anything other than Matan Torah. Matan Torah is what created a chiyav ledoros, a chiyav daraisa. It cannot come from a personal story. And in fact, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph says, this pasuk is out of place. Al-Kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. They weren't called b'nei Yisrael at that point. Binyamin wasn't even born yet. No. B'nei Yisrael refers to a pasuk later on after Matan Torah that was superimposed into this context. Torah specifically puts it out of context after Matan Torah and puts it in the context of the story itself. And the question is why? Why is it so important? If the real chiyuv is only because it came as a command, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe at Sinai, so why does the Torah put this and only put this in the context of the battle between Yaakov and Esav? And the Sefer HaChinuch explains because the message, the context, dramatic music, the context in which it comes out, that we have this mitzvah is so integral to the Shorash HaMitzvah, the Torah only put it over here to teach us we have to remember what the context was. The context, of course, is the battle between Yaakov and Esav, between the Yidden and the enemies, those who try to destroy us in every single generation. The idea is we're going to take hits. Anti-Semitism will, unfortunately, in every generation, cause us a blow, will injure us, will injure the Yaakov Avinu, will injure B'nai Yisrael. But we're going to limp on. We will survive. Yaakov Avinu was successful. He was victorious. He was able to prevail. He was able to survive and to emerge victorious in that fight, in that struggle. And the Sefer HaChinuch points out, every generation we feel that same pain. It's amazing how anti-Semitism can just resurface every so often. It takes a new platform. Maybe on Twitter. It has a new approach. But how does it always come back? And in a society that's so sensitive to bigotry and racism, this one seems to fly under the radar. Or over the radar, or the radar. How does that happen? It's mind-boggling how it's allowed to continue when every other bigotry is always called out. This one sometimes is called out and sometimes not. It can be very disheartening, very overwhelming to feel we're taking so many hits, from physical attacks to emotional abuse to mistreatment. It's overwhelming. And the Torah puts this mitzvah in the context to say, we're going to take hits. As Rashi quotes in this week's parsha, Halachi, She'esav soni liYaakov. We're always going to face anti-Semitism. It's a very unfortunate reality, but it is a reality. But the good news is, the pasuk gives us the context to tell us, we are going to march on. We are going to get up the next morning. The sun will rise. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises us eternity and vitality. Just to end off a second, perhaps, aspect of this idea, if really the Sefer HaChinuch is pointing out that the purpose of putting it in this context is to teach us that the context of Yaakov and Esav is so integral to this mitzvah. The Beis HaLevi is often quoted in this week's Parsha, and I'm sorry for stealing someone's Dvar Torah at this week's Shabbos table. Beis HaLevi quotes the idea, Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Yaakov Avinu was scared on two fronts from Esav. He was scared from Esav. Esav started with Yaakov, the hatred, the pain, the anti-Semitism. But he was also, and maybe even primarily, achi. The brotherhood. Yaakov has no idea when Esav's coming. Is he coming to hug and make up? Is he coming to fight? It's unclear. Yaakov prepares for war, but also for peace. Yaakov's not sure how to take it. Beis HaLevi says Yaakov was nervous on both fronts. He was nervous of Esav's bite, but also of Esav's kiss. In fact, maybe Esav's kiss was a bite. It's complicated. It was confusing to Yaakov Avinu. The idea of assimilation, the idea of Esav embracing and acculturating Yaakov and making Yaakov blur the lines and actually lose himself and to get sucked into assimilation was actually an equal, perhaps more daunting threat to Yaakov Avinu. That's the case. The Sefer HaChinuch is telling us the battle between Yaakov and Esau will also suffer hits in that regard. Rachmana Litzlan, sometimes we also suffer from acculturation. We suffer from foreign ideas that Esau is able to give a little zet. He's able to punch us and it hurts and we suffer from assimilation. But here too, we're promised survival, eternal victory, to be able to emerge victorious, both from Achi and Esau, the bites and the kisses. Both aspects of battle with Esau is going to be an internal and eternal battle that we're always going to have to face. We're going to have to always deal with the threats of anti-Semitism, which sometimes come as the Kaddish Baruch Hu's way of reminding us, can't get too close. They're never going to accept you. They shouldn't ever accept you. It's a reminder for us, as many great masters have said over the years, if the Jewish people don't make Kiddush, then the Goyim make Havdalah to force the separation. That's the idea of the Sefer HaChinuch. And all the battles of Yaakov and Esau, both for anti-Semitism and also for assimilation, we are going to suffer hits along the way, Rachmana Litzlan, but we're promised eternal victory at the end of the day.